broadcasting from Cal State University, Long Beach. This is KKJZ FM HD3, Long Beach, Los Angeles, and 22westmedia.com.
No chance, that's what you got. Oh, boy.
Say we had some football news.
I said we had football news, right?
You did.
Tony there, Chef Tony there, Sammy the Blade here on the Bench Sports Talk Radio live from 22 West. And, well,
we got some big news.
We teased it as big football news.
I mean, it is.
They're back.
Coming at you from 2001, Vince McMahon.
Wow.
Is coming back at you with the XFL.
I can't believe it's coming back.
Season was originally created in 1999, had its first, only, and last inaugural season in the year 2001, where the champions were the
LA.
Los Angeles Extreme.
Led by future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who would later end up having garbage dumped all over his lawn in Pittsburgh after he lost the playoff game. Tommy Maddox, who was the only XFL MVP, but now he's will just be the first XFL MVP,
absolutely.
Assuming that this new league actually...
Because I think they're shooting for a
2020
reconfiguration, so...
But if they're going to do this, football's getting a bad rap as it is right now. The NFL, that has rules. The XFL, there were no fair catches, there were no touchbacks.
No targeting.
Yeah.
No helmet to helmet. No face mask.
How are they going to play with this? Or is it just going to be like MMA slash...
Here's my prediction. In 15 years, the XFL will control popularity.
You think?
In the football domain.
So
is people want violence, Sammy.
Is it just going to be basically NFL Blitz, the video game?
Have you ever played NFL Street? That game where you're like literally in like an alleyway and there's like trash cans and dumpsters and stuff and you could just like pick up a trash can and just like knock it over somebody's head and we're probably going to be seeing something along the lines of that, you know, probably 50% of runs will result in fumbles, concussions, bodily injuries.
The one thing that I'm looking forward to about this league.
Yes.
Fantasy XFL.
Ooh.
How awesome would that be?
That'd be pretty good.
And
I hope it lasts.
Well,
I really do.
I hope it does too.
I really do.
And Johnny Football's already in talks of being supposedly coming in. You know what I think they should do? Each team should have at least one wrestler, or current. Actually, one ex and one current.
I love to see Brock Lesnar. You know, Brock Lesnar actually played for the, I believe, Lions for like a game.
A game. And
I think he was in for one play. And
that's crazy.
That was the end of his football career. But he's a big dude. Scary dude.
Well, now he's in the MMA.
Yeah.
So, I mean. But can you imagine like
see the Undertaker?
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, or the Big Show being under center?
Oh,
like, the Big Show is
gosh.
Your nose tackle.
She's Kane coming out there.
Yes.
Mask under helmet.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So the XFL is supposedly coming back.
John Cena coming out in jean shorts.
Yes. Or at least have these former or current wrestlers be the mascots of the team.
Yeah, or like
the head cheerleaders.
Offensive coordinators or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, man. Like,
or the D coordinators the D. almost. But Vince McMahon, that man is, he sold a bunch of his stock for WWF, I think, in order to try to get this thing running again.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll make the same mistakes he made the first time.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons was giving the 50-50 partnership with
which I didn't know
ABC.
That.
ABC. Yeah, I think he's going to probably go for the majority of the...
Or NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
I think he's going to try to have a stock majority there, because I think that's the big reason that took it off, because NBC was like, oh, no.
Well,
no.
That and then them and the WWF being NBC and WWF both lost $35 million on their $100 million investment.
But the way the world is now, I believe this league will be welcomed in open arms. I mean, come on.
Just awesome.
Don't you want to see guys just like beat the crap out of each other?
At times,
yes.
At times.
In football, like, come on.
But, I mean... I'm really looking forward to the fantasy aspect of this.
Oh, that's going to work.
Max points. I'll run a league. I already run a league. Okay. This year, I'll invite you.
Beautiful.
It's a max points fantasy league. Okay. So it's a point for everything. So I won the championship. It was like 1,100 to 850.
Wow.
Two kickers, two quarterbacks.
There you go.
Because I can.
Because I can.
But max points, XFL. See if it happens.
I feel like you get like points for just like nonsense. I was like, oh, how many helmet to helmets? Like, I feel like they're going to just have like nonsense stats. How many crippling tackles?
Basically.
Have you accumulated?
Basically. I think that's what it's going to be. So down to real news.
Let's get serious. Right. We were serious. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey, I was dead serious about the XFL.
We were serious about that.
I was dead serious about the XFL.
Let the record show.
Facebook.com/OnTheBenchRadio, on Instagram @OnTheBenchSportsTalk, and on iTunes. Go like, subscribe, follow, and on Podomatic. Catch the episodes on there as well. And want to get to the MLB Hall of Fame voting, and then after this second break that we're going to take in about 9 minutes, we will go to the Super Bowl. Since we're not going to be here next week, we got to talk about the Super Bowl. We'll give our prediction, and we'll even give a prediction for the Pro Bowl. How about that? That's okay. All coming after the break. MLB Hall of Fame.
Got some new faces.
What'd you think of it?
I approved.
You approve?
I approved.
Totally?
Of the four who got in?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Do you think, well, Chipper Jones, 97.2%. Who didn't vote for Chipper Jones?
I mean, if you hit he did not have 500 plus homers. He had
468.
Switch hitter, though.
Greatest switch hitter of all time.
What was his career batting average?
It was 303.
Oh, if you have a career batting average above 300, that is enough for me. Over a span of what, 19 years?
19 years.
19 years, and he has a career 300 plus batting average.
And the thing I was surprised about, he was only a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-time All-Star.
Wow.
And the year that he won the MVP, he wasn't even an All-Star.
Oh, my gosh.
Get this. His MVP year.
What was his stat line?
He won the MVP with a 319, 441, 633 slash line. 25 stolen bases.
Wow.
126 walks to 94 strikeouts. 45 home runs, 110 RBIs, and 181 hits.
How is he not an All-Star? Did he have just like a surge after the All-Star break or what?
Well, he played in 157 games. That's what was crazy.
Mm. Wow, yeah. That's...
Yeah. But 7-time All-Star only, and the last year was his final season. So, of course, he made the All-Star roster.
Of course. What was his stat line in his final season? I don't think
not
it was
bad.
That...
112 games, 287. He still walked more than he struck out. That's what I find amazing about this guy. 1,500-plus walks and only 1,400-plus strikeouts.
One of the best switch hitters in the
Very rare
the
you
game.
See that.
Yeah.
With power and with all the walks.
And he hit power from both sides of the plate. You know, normally a lot of switch hitters, they just have power from the left.
Yeah, he was pretty even.
But he was.
He was very even. I wonder if I can find his splits on that. But Vladimir Guerrero.
First angel. Yeah.
Which... I mean, I couldn't see a better angel going in.
Absolutely.
Than him.
He was the face of the franchise for a good amount of years, won an MVP, multiple playoff appearances. He was a good guy to have at the helm.
And that arm in right field. Oof,
that arm, that bat.
Yes.
He could hit a ball that was pitched into the dugout. Like, he was incredible. I remember a clip they always show of him hitting a ball that bounced before hitting the home plate. Incorporating some cricket into the
it's crazy, isn't
baseball.
It?
Baseball, but and he was I believe a 318 career hitter.
Oh yeah, he hit for power. He hit for average.
Mm-hmm.
He was a full five tool player.
Absolutely,
he would have lasted longer if he not played in Montreal on stupid turf.
No, I know. I believe there's a stat that him and Lou Gehrig only share for 10 consecutive seasons of hitting 25 plus homers. And batting 300 or more.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think that's crazy. Yeah. And he's a great guy, great teammate. Very fitting to be the first angel.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that.
Well, back to Chipper real quick. Versus right-handed pitching. He hit 361 home runs and 303. against left-handed pitching. Granted, it's about 4,000 less at bats.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's not as many left-handed pitchers.
Exactly.
107 home runs and a 304 average.
Yeah,
see, basically so the
hitting,
identical.
Yeah, the hitting, yeah.
Identical. But Vladimir Guerrero got in on his second try. How did he not get in on the first try?
I don't know.
These writers are really stupid. Finally, Trevor Hoffman gets in on his third ballot. And then Jim Thome, I'm surprised, honestly, that he got in on the first ballot.
Really? I mean, well,
I thought he should have been in.
If you, regardless. I'm not surprised, because if you hit 500 homers, you got a good chance. But he hit 630-something. How many did he have?
Where is it? 612.
612. I believe if you crack the 600, like, it's a shoo-in.
It should be, but again, you know how these writers are.
Of course.
They're beautiful. Beautiful people. And Trevor Hoffman got in, who's... Was there anybody better than maybe him, Mariano Rivera, at the closing out of game? Hell's bells.
Remember Troy Percival?
Yeah, Troy was pretty good.
Yeah, but there aren't too many.
Not at all. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
So who got snubbed? Who do we got?
Edgar Martinez got snubbed again.
He barely missed it.
He'll get in this year. They have an award named after him for best DH. How do you not let him in if you're already calling him the best DH?
Like you said, these writers. They're beautiful.
Mike Mussina got snubbed. He should be in.
What's his win total?
Did he
crack 300?
Barely. 270.
Okay.
He pitched in the AL East for Baltimore and the Yankees.
That's pretty potent.
For 19 years.
Potent division.
19 years the man threw in that division. He needs to be in. Was there a more durable pitcher over his 19 years? I don't think so. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Curt Schilling.
They're climbing.
They're going to get in.
Yeah, once all the writers, you know, they die out.
If that ever happens.
Probably.
What do you take on Larry Walker?
Larry Walker, the Colorado star.
313 career average, 383 home runs, one MVP, multiple gold glover, multiple silver slugger.
I mean, like I said before, if you have... I'd say over like a 15-year span, if you have 300-plus homers and are batting over 300, over 1,000 RBIs, that's... I mean, come on.
I mean, he was a terror at the plate. I mean, granted, he even said so. He goes, I didn't get any shots in my ass. He goes, but it seemed like me playing in Colorado, playing for the Rockies, who you guys brought in, being the MLB... is hurting my chances of getting into the Hall of Fame. He goes, then get rid of the team, because if it's that detrimental, and if you guys are going to look at it that way, which is true. It's absolutely true. In my eyes, I think that's true. But this is for Trevor Hoffman. You knew it was over when these bells came on.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you look at Larry Walker in Colorado, he hit 308.
I know. Colorado's a launching pad, though.
It is.
The ball flies.
That was against Colorado.
Oh, against Colorado. Okay.
So that was against them. He hit well. What's the name of their stupid stadium?
Because he came up with the Expos, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came up with the Expos.
So he played...
Finished with St. Louis?
He played... Yeah.
Okay.
He played 597 games at Coors Field. Hit 381.
Yeah.
In Montreal... He played 350 games, hit 293. Busch Stadium, 148 games, 294. Those are his top three stadiums he played at.
Yeah.
But when he played with Colorado, the thing was, that was the height of his career. So,
yeah.
Of course, his numbers are going to be better.
Sure.
That was the prime of his career.
But I think he deserves it.
I think so, too. Absolutely. How about next year's Hall of Fame class?
Who's eligible next year? I believe... who is it?
These are potential now. Edgar Martinez, okay. Mike Mussina, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Curt Schilling, Omar Vizquel, Larry Walker. Those guys have all been on it. First time ballots, get this. Mariano Rivera,
okay.
Roy Halladay,
Todd
Helton, Andy Pettit, Lance Berkman.
Ooh.
Roy Oswalt, Miguel Tejada.
Michael Young, I think that guy had a really good career.
Oh, great hitter, great contact hitter.
He's not going to get in.
No, never.
He
not,
should get
not,
in.
Is that Jason Bay I see?
That
oh
is Jason
my
Bay.
Gosh.
That is. And John Garland. How about
Ted
him?
Lilly. Vernon. Oh, my gosh.
Juan Pierre is an interesting candidate.
Really? He's on there. Former Marlin.
295 career average, 614 stolen bases.
Wow. Speedster.
614, that can't be right.
I feel like he had more than that. No.
Yeah, 517.
Okay.
But should he get in? I don't know. Michael Young, I think, is a...
He was a career 300 hitter, wasn't he?
Michael Young, yeah. He was. Where'd his name go? All right, we'll break this down a little bit more and also give you Super Bowl talk. This is on the Men's Sports Talk Radio.